imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, then ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Me and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be.
Psychic medium and artist. The Dice Man. Stephen Thornton.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, then ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together.
Again, 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK. It's been quite a nice day today for a change. Chilly, but nice. You know, at least it kept off the rain. My wife was out and about, and she had to go somewhere. Left him plenty of time to get there, and then the bus that she got actually had the wrong number on the front. Have you ever done that? You know, so apart from the wife actually swearing and cursing at the bus driver, which I can imagine she did, you know, she told me she did. I wasn't there. But, gosh, there's about another 10 people got off the bus with her at the same time, and they all had a go at this driver. You know, why are you marked up as a 63 bus when you're actually a 49? So anyway, she ended up late for her appointment at the job centre. Yeah, that's right. The wife has to go to the job centre because she's part of my claim. So I could receive a sanction. Karen, I wish you'd keep still. Lying to Karen, keep popping in and out. I don't know what the problem is with, you know, certain numbers. They keep getting kicked out for some reason. If you're having problems calling in, can you let us know? Because we need to be telling Blog Talk this. We know that the analytics are not going out properly and the shows are not being advertised properly. We know this because we can see by the numbers, and the numbers are down. You know, we've changed recently from okay, we changed to serial now. We were episodic. Well, episodic means that you see the old shows before the new ones. So the old ones were at the top and the new ones were at the bottom. Nobody could find them. And this was a Blog Talk thing. And we've changed that now. We managed to change that. But the strange thing is we're still not getting the callers that we used to get. So something going on there. Also, something going on with the invite button as well, because that is out of sync by 1 hour at the moment, so we can't actually use that at the moment. And I've been on to Blog Talk about this as well and sent them screenshots about this. I'm looking at 3 people in the call queue at the moment, so we've got plenty of time. But we're going to start the show, and we're going to say hello to Stephen, who's waiting for his microphone to be open, and he's waiting to take your lovely calls.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, hi, Ken.
Hi, Stephen.
I'm very well. And okay. How are you, Ken?
I'm good, I'm good. Yeah, yeah. Doing
that's
all right.
It's a good thing I was working last night. That really bad number ding dong migraine, so it's been on and off today. But anyway, so we've got you in the call.
We do indeed. We have a call queue, but strangely enough, people are calling you and getting knocked straight back out again for some reason. So I know Karen's been knocked out 3 times already now. We did have a fourth person there. And then, yeah, the fourth person just called in and got knocked straight back out again. So there's something going on. I don't know what it is. Okay, we're going to start anyway. Ollie.
Today.
Holly.
Hi. I've missed you.
How are you, darling?
Good, how are you?
The amount of times we speak to each other, I reckon.
We're best friends now.
I think I'll speak to you more than some of my best friends around here, you know. Anyway, darling, how are you then?
I'm good. No complaints.
That's good. I'm glad you're not complaining, though. I'm really pleased. So, is there anything different you want me to look at today, or are you getting
no,
on
music.
With writing your... Yeah, are you still are you getting on with writing your songs?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you get because I can almost envisage you. I reckon you must be about 5'2". I reckon, and there's you with your little cowboy hat on there, and you're dancing away, and you play your guitar. And you really got a nice, sweet voice. Nobody's come up to you and saying, come on, Holly. You know, you've probably got a different name there. But, you know, come on, Holly, give us a song. And you go in and say, yeah, OK, lads, you know, get us a pint on the table and I'll drink that. And off you go.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds fun.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Nah. I definitely see opportunities coming your way, though. Definitely see opportunities coming your way. I think you've been hiding behind, inadvertently hiding behind a bushel here, but I could see you sort of getting out there and doing things. And do you know what? I'd love to see you on stage. I really would love to see you there. I think it would really make me day. And if you can get something on YouTube and give us all the download for it, you know, be brilliant. You know, you'd knock them dead, I think. You know, a lot of people dead. I think you really would. You know, and
yeah.
I like you in enthusiasm as well. You know, I definitely see things changing for you in a big way, and I can see you sort of picking yourself up and really getting there. And it's like, you know, really exciting time to come, to be honest with you. It's almost like you're on the verge of something. I get a feeling with you, you know, you're on the verge of something, and the door hasn't opened up yet, and yet it's opening, and you just have to give it a good shove and wait, hey, you're there. That's what I feel.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And that. I mean, what you should do, Holly, because what instrument do you sing with? You know, do you actually play an instrument?
No. I just sing.
Okay, so come on, give us a song then. Give us a song.
No way. No way.
That'd probably be a bit embarrassing for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In front of all these millions of people listening, they say, come on, Holly. I can almost hear them saying, come on, Holly, give us a song. But I'll tell you something, one of these weeks, when I'm on, you know, you have to do something. You really will have to come on and do a little song for us. Even if you record it so you don't feel that you're being a bit, you know, what's name?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Just record it, okay? Put it up to your telephone and let's hear it, because I think you'll do really good. I know you've been through a lot of tough times. I know that you've been struggling and stuff like that, but I think the door's opening. I really do feel, and I'll tell you something, if you do that well, put it on YouTube and share it.
Okay.
Yeah, and give us the link.
I can do that.
Unless you send us a friend request on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, but go for it. Yeah. You know, I honestly see this in the dice here. I really do feel things are going to be there. And the only thing that's going to stop you is yourself. So the only thing that's going to stop you is yourself beating yourself up and thinking, you know, doubting yourself and putting yourself down in a certain way, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you meeting people. I can see you doing it. And I know there's a six here where you worked really hard and I think sometimes we grow up and we get our grandparents and we get people around us, our peers, say to us, well, you know, Holly, you know, when you grow up into a girl, when you're a little girl, when you grow up into a woman, you've got a choice. You can go down the easy path or you can go down the hard path. Okay. Now, quite often, if you go down the easy path, you end up hitting a brick wall in the end anyway because it's too easy. But you go down the hard path and it all comes out fine for you. And I reckon in your case, you've probably chosen the hard path. And I still see it turn out.
Okay.
Does that make sense with you, Holly?
Yes.
Yeah, so next week, I think it's Tuesday. Next Tuesday, be here, be first in the queue again. Okay, have a song and let's hear the song.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Oh, thank you, Holly. That'd be brilliant. That really would be brilliant. And you just tell Ken in the first place, never mind about me and you, we have to toss the dice, just have you singing instead. So, anything else you want me to help you with?
How long will I be at this job?
How long you could be in this job, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I feel that, because you want to move, don't you? You want to get out of it, don't you?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
Well, I do see things turning around for you. I do feel you're a bit bored and you do fit flat up down there. And I do see you moving, and it might be sort of like, you know, it might be come around July. But the thing is, if it is July, it could be really good because there'll be something else coming along instead. It's like start up in July, August, you know, sort of having something else there. Because I tell you what I love about you, Holly, no matter what you do, no matter what happens to you, you've always got something up your little sleeves. And I wouldn't be surprised if you're like a little magician. You bring something out because I feel something's going to happen with you. It's going to be really good.
Cool.
And you want to know something. And do you know what, Holly? You want to know something here. Okay, we all love you, you know. We all love you. Because you're a beautiful, beautiful soul. And I can feel that as you're talking to, as I'm talking to you and you're talking back. You know. And I love you.
Thank you.
You make my day when you ring up. You know, you make my evening. Where's that, Holly? Oh, good. When Ken says Holly's there, I think that's great. Love, Holly. So, I mean, the show wouldn't be without you, would it?
No, I have to call every damn
ticket. But go for it, Holly, and enjoy yourself, okay? And, I look forward to listening to you sing. You know, even if you record it, pre-record it. It'd be really good.
Okay.
Yeah. You do country western?
Thank you.
Yeah, before you go.
No, it's crazy western. You keep saying that, but I will. What? But no.
Well, either that or ballads or something like that, because I think you'll be good at a country western type. Do something that you feel you're really good, okay, and we'll listen to it. Yeah, that's the deal. Okay, see you next. Right. Catch up with you next week. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Holly, you know all about the copyright and everything, do you? Oh, she's gone. Oh, bless her heart. Okay, she's gone. I was going to say, Holly, I don't know whether you're still listening there, Holly, because she's gone, she's hung up. But copyright, you're going to have to watch out for that as well, because obviously you want to protect your material. So if we play it on the show here, you know, you don't want somebody else grabbing the words and making it a number one hit out of it sort of thing, yeah? Stephen, can you hear me? No, you can't, can you? Stephen, can you actually hear me? Hello? Unmute. Stephen, can you actually hear me? Can't hear you. Stephen? Can't hear nothing, mate. I'm not hearing nothing, Stephen. I don't know whether you're talking to me or not. I can't hear nothing. Hello? I don't know what I'm going to do. Stephen, can you... you can't call off and call back, can you? Your microphone's gone dead, mate. All right, just bear with me now, because I don't know what's going on here. Let's just see whether Karen can hear me.
Hear you? Hi, Ken.
Karen,
I can hear you. Yes.
Karen. Stephen's microphone's gone dead. Don't know what he's done there, but his microphone's just gone off. Stephen, I don't know what you've done, but your microphone's gone off. After Holly's call there, Stephen's microphone just went dead. I'm not hearing you at all. You're probably shouting at us, but we can't hear you. I don't know what happened. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello there.
Oh, there you are. Right, okay. Strange. Well, I don't know what happened there.
Okay. I don't know what happened there, because when Holly went, it all went quiet.
It all went quiet, yeah? And it stayed quiet for a long time. I don't know why, but...
I don't know either.
I just couldn't hear you at all. Nobody else.
All right. I was saying hello.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. I don't know what's going on. All right. Karen.
Hello.
Hello, Karen. How are you, darling?
Oh, good, good, good. My question today is, I applied to 10 agencies, 10 headhunters for jobs. And I'm wondering if you see someone calling me. I have an assignment for next week for 3 days with another company, just a short-term project. But I'm wondering if you see someone calling me because I'm looking for work.
Well, I do get the feeling here that, that's good, because you've been out of work for a little while, so that makes sense. You're changing your job. That's what I'm getting here. And I am seeing changes for a new job coming in. Whether or not it's the one you've gone for at the moment, but whatever it's going to be, I can see the 2 and 5, which tells me, you can expect a good job there, which you're really going to, which I think you really like, because you like a challenge, don't you?
Yes.
Would I be right in saying, because it indicates here that, where the job you're going into, this job that you've applied for, this agency you've gone there, they might put you on a short training course or something that, does that make sense with you?
Yes, probably any place that they put me, they'll probably train me first, and then probably turn me loose. That's true.
Yeah, because that's where the 6 comes in. Then the 4 tells me here that you're getting a bit nervous. No, it's not that, and you're sort of like thinking, whatever. But the 3 tells me here that once you get into it, then I think you'll feel very happy, and I could see you doing really well in that job, to be honest with you. And I think that it'd be great, because this particular company that you could go into, it does indicate to me here there could be other opportunities for you as well, within that. So you're doing one job, doing really well, then it might lead you into something else as well. So it could be a progression thing, I feel, with this job as well, if you can understand that. And I know you get bored very easily.
Yes.
The board tells me here you get fed up quite easily. But I think you know, this job could be really good. I do see this job being really good for you, and I think it's going to be exciting for you as well. So you'll feel that, you know, you feel that you can, you know, you feel very happy in it. You feel successful. You feel really comfortable there. So that's what I'm being shown here, Carrot.
Okay. Does it say how long it'll be before someone calls me? I mean, I know I just sent this out, but I have some bills that are coming up. I've got to meet them soon.
So you want to know how long jobs, how long it'll be before you start the company, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, so when is it coming in? And I get the feeling here it might be, well, I feel that it could be the end of May, okay, going into June. Maybe you're going to be talking to people or going to having a couple of interviews or something, but I feel that I probably set up something for the beginning of June for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I do see that. Okay, telling me that. Is there have you applied for 2 or 3 jobs then?
Yes.
Yeah, it's only because I see, because the only reason is because I just found 3 ones here. So it does tell me there's 3. I reckon you're going to have a problem. I think you're going to have a big problem. The problem could be that you don't know which one to take.
Oh.
You know, when Ken will probably know this, you know, he catches the buses around Birmingham. You know, you wait for 6 to 9 bus to take you to a job centre, it doesn't turn up, and 3 of them turn up all at once. And I get the feeling here that that's what it's going to be like, you know, him catching the 6 to 9 bus and they all come 3 at a time. And there's you waiting for, you know, you there, and there's another job coming in, there's another opportunity coming for you. So there could be 2 or 3 opportunities there for you within this time that you'll be mulling over to see which one you want to go for. So it's a win-win-win situation. It's a win-win-win situation, not a win-win situation, because there's 3. So it's a win-win-win situation. And there's you here contemplating about it. One of them's going to give you better opportunities, the other one isn't. And one of them's going to, probably the opportunity there will go for the one that you feel is going to give you the best outlook in the future for promotion or something like that. Because I see one there which could be, okay, fine, that's it. The other one comes in where you could progress. And the one that you're talking about might be the one that you might well settle on, the one that you've already said, because I feel that I'd probably be it. The other ones might be sort of thing, okay, fine, but, you know, so it might be a dilemma for you, depends how much you want that dilemma, or it could be a case of you, you know, thinking about it and saying, do you know what, I know where I'm going to be, and putting your foot down and saying, I'm going to go here. So whatever it's going to be good for you, Karen.
Okay.
I do see that.
Okay.
I mean, you've been through
the
wars. Yeah, before you go, I know you've been through the wars. I know you've been through an awful lot in your life. Does that make sense? You know, you've been really sort of blocked from everything, and you're getting your confidence back, because I feel it's been really tough for you. I'll be honest with you, because there's 2 sixes here. Okay, so it's been one thing after another with you, and it's confidence. And this is where you're going to, you know, by putting your foot down and being confident about yourself and believing in yourself and getting out there and saying, do you know what? I'm going to do this. And you don't have to think about the people that in your past have turned around and said to you, you're not good enough, because you're as good as you want to be. It's their opinion, not yours. And I can see you really having a lovely rest of the year. It's going to be really good for you. You're going to feel really excited. So there you go, Karen.
Oh, wow. Sounds good. I'll definitely let you know.
Yes,
definitely.
Well, brilliant. I'm on next Tuesday, so you can always ring back and let us know.
I will.
Bless your work,
I will.
Please. Well, if you do tune in, if you heard me talking to Holly earlier on, she's going to be called a song for us. So I said it'd be great to hear one of her songs, because she writes songs. So we get quite a bit of music on next week's show. But don't tell Ken; he'll only he'll catch 6 9 bus and go off somewhere.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll definitely be listening then.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good afternoon. Okay.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Don't shoot off, Karen, because, she has shot off. Okay. Somebody's got control of the studio button. I don't know what's going on. I said, don't shoot off, Karen, and she's shot off. And I said, kind of strange, because I know that people can hear me. Now, I said, don't shoot off. And she's done exactly that. And I said, it's like strange that nobody wants to listen to me. I don't know what it is. It's very odd, that is, because I haven't done, you know, it's like almost as though they either can't hear me or I've done something wrong to them. I don't know what it is. But, you know, we've got a very small court show for a Tuesday evening. So there's something going on here at Blog Talk that I can't quite put my finger on. But it's almost as though somebody's in the studio and knocking these people off after their call, because Karen wouldn't normally go like that. If I ask her to stay, she'd stay. And I need you to talk to her. Because the simple question was going to be, what do you actually see when you call into a show? Because, you know, this is not being advertised properly. And we've had this problem in the past where Blog Talk is not doing what we pay them to do. Where we obviously, you know, there's other shows out there on Blog Talk. And, okay, we know that Blog Talk takes particular shows and then boosts them for their own use, you know, and they get revenue from what we do. So if the write-up's not good or something, then they don't get no revenue. So basically, they're not getting much revenue out of us. So they're looking for other political shows and things like that to boost, you know, and these kind of shows are thrown into the background. But I'm going to have a serious talk with them again, because it's like going back to the days of 6-7 years ago when we first started. It went like this. And we had these discussions with them then, saying, well, it's just not on, because we're paying the same as everybody else. You know, so long as we're paying the same as everybody else, then our shows should be promoted exactly the same as everybody else. And we've got one person left in the court queue now, so the show's going to end in the next 10 minutes. And we really do need more callers out there. If you're listening and you want to read with Stephen this evening, then you've got to be calling in, because, you know, it's that we don't want to end the show in 10 minutes' time. We've been on air now 30 minutes, and we've got one caller left. And, you know, in 10 minutes' time, there'll be nothing left to do. Play music for the next 90 minutes? What? We need you calling. And it's not because we're asking for donations. You know, I'm really not that naive. You know? And I might be paranoid from time to time, but really, I don't think that it's on the scale of donations that's making people not want to call in. I know there's other shows out there, they're probably not asking for anything. You know, it's like, oh, well, if you can't call into his show because he's always asking for a donation. Somebody that actually called into the show actually suggested that we make a call out for donations in the first place. And I was looking at a website just before starting this evening, and it doesn't happen in the UK, but in the USA and in other countries, people actually looking for professional podcasters. I'm not professional, but, you know, I fall a little short of the mark there when it comes to being professional, doing anything. And let's just say I've got the qualifications, and I've read what's needed to do these things, and people are paying, like, one person there is paying $800 per hour, and what they want is a podcast editor. $800 per hour. I thought, God's sake, that's like a month's wages in 3 hours. You know, I want this job, and you know, I can do it. So, you know, there's a thing that I said, but really, these shows would go. I wouldn't be doing these shows. I'd be doing other people's shows, and I wouldn't enjoy it. But then, if you're making a living like that out of it, you'd make yourself enjoy it. Because think of all the other things I could do with that sort of money. Yeah? So, you know, you ought to be really grateful that we're here at all. But never mind. Okay, we're going to take deep anyway, and it looks like we're going to be out of here in 10 minutes, unless somebody else calls in.
Hello there.
Thank you, Ken, again. Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What's your name again? Sorry.
My name is Deep. I've spoken to
Deep.
You in the
oh,
past.
Hello there.
Time.
Yeah. So, how are you, Deep?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
That's good. It's nice for you to ring in. And I know it's difficult sometimes when you're waiting in a call there. But so, what can my magical dice do for you today, then?
Can we see what comes up, please? Or do you need a specific question?
Right, let's have a look down there. But by the way, where are you based?
I am London-based.
Oh, you're London-based. Okay, so are you getting on with all these new tariffs they're putting on these low-emission cars and things? You know, it must be a bit of a pain, isn't it?
I just think transport.
I'm not sure if I'm right here, but I get the feeling, you know, you're quite sort of like, you know, a happy sort of go-lucky guy, very sociable sort of guy. You know, you're very generous, you go out and do everything for everybody. And I just get the feeling with you that although you're quite sort of, you know, you sort of let things go over your head sort of thing quite a lot, and you know, you do really well. Would I be right in saying it indicates here that maybe you've been thinking about making a difference, doing something new and doing something different for yourself? And if you did that, I think showing to me that you're going to be a lot more happier where you're going. Does that make sense with you?
Yes, it does. I've applied for a license to open a new business with a partner.
Yeah. So where you're going, I think that's going to be really good for you. I do see that. And I think that, you know, the dice tell me about your past as well. So I do feel that you've had a lot of struggle in your life. And I do feel sometimes you might have felt that you really had to prove yourself against other people. Does that make sense? So that makes
it
you
does.
A little bit. It did used to make you a little bit sort of like keep yourself to yourself sort of thing. Because there's the two sixes that tells me that you struggled. You know, you might have found the money wasn't there and stuff like that. You've had to really fight your way up from the bottom to the top, and this is where you are now, where you're still much a person there that, even though you know you're very much a person that helps other people, you do overanalyze things. I think that, you know, the where the two is, it shows me you think about things very carefully. I think, you know, I can see you've got a great sense of humor, and you've got this great enthusiasm to really go forward in your life. And I can see that when you do that, it's going to, you know, this year is going to be a magical year for you, where you actually do find things changing for you. And the only point that where it could stop is where you sort of maybe for some obscure reason not believing in yourself so much as what you should do, you know, that if you can understand that.
Yes, yes, I can.
So follow your intuition, okay? Follow what you feel, okay? What if you don't feel right about something, don't do it. If you feel, yeah, that's a good thing, go for it, okay? I know you analyze things. I know it takes you time to make up your mind. And, you know, if you followed in Ken's footsteps and you waited too long thinking about, should I do this, you'd miss the 69 bus, because he was talking about catching the 69 bus and stuff like that. And I get the feeling here that going forward in your life, you know, you'd always be a careful person, but I can see you being very, very happy. And this new occupation that you go in there will give you new challenges, will give you something to think about, will occupy your mind, will actually help you to overcome any problems that you may feel you're facing. And at the end of the day, it'll probably give you opportunity to earn a lot more money than what you're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, will it? And can I trust the person I'm working, I've partnered with? His initials are A and C.
Can you trust your boss, you mean?
No, not the boss, the my partner, the person I've started working with. His initials are A and C.
The guy that you're working with, can you trust him? That's what you're asking me. I do feel... I do feel there's a four there, so it does tell me here that sometimes he might do things a bit obscure and sometimes he might not tell you everything he's up to. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. His initials are A and C.
So I do feel that you could do... I would say that if I was throwing the dice for me, I think I'd keep a good eye on him and make sure that he is being honest with you, because sometimes I think he could bend things. Okay, that's the way I'm seeing it. Okay, I'm only being honest with you. Okay, I think I do get the feeling, and this is going forward here, that he could do something that catches you, that catches himself out, or you catch him out doing something. And I can see you having words with him where you could actually say to him, I don't really want you in partnership anymore. And my personal feeling is, that if you're going to go into partnership, maybe you should choose your partners very carefully, deep. Honestly, I wouldn't trust him that much myself. This is up to you, but I feel that if you did walk away from him, and whatever you do, I think you'll be better off. Okay, that's what I feel.
Right. Okay.
I'm only being honest with you. That's what the dice are telling me, and that's what the pendulum says as well. Okay, so I do feel there's a two and a six here where you say to him, I don't really want you. And I get the feeling here that you will learn something, a very important lesson. You'll learn to trust yourself a lot more, because sometimes, dare I say it, you know, you're too kind. You know, you just help people out too much. And you're the one that's in danger of actually finding yourself in a bit of a pickle later on. And deep, you know, always, you know, just be cautious. I reckon if you just load up a bit and be cautious, think about what you want, okay, and bring people on board that you know that you're very, very happy with. Now, by asking that question to me, I would say that you have got your doubts about this guy in the first place. Yeah,
that's right. Yes, but it won't be a disaster, would it?
Sorry?
It won't be a disaster because I can't do it myself, at least to start off with. So I have to work with him.
Yes. Yeah. But just you. I feel there will be a point now where you do actually say, you know, you can survive on your own. I can see somebody else coming in around you, a different person coming in around you that would be better for you. So it's going to be a difficult decision. I know it's not going to be easy, but there is going to be a point there where I think it's going to be part of the ways. So I think it'd be better for you because you've got your doubts. I think your doubts are very well formed. And I just feel that, you know, that there's better people out there that you can work with, Pete. But for your point of view, from your point of view, as I said to you, you know, at the beginning of there, okay, you struggled to get where you are. You've had to fight to get where you are. And I feel that, you know, sometimes you you clutched at straws. They're telling me here, but follow, you know, but I feel you, you know, there've been times when you haven't even believed in yourself, but now it's just where you're determined, where you overcome any problems around you. And I can see the 3, 4, and 5 here, which tells me here that whatever you do in the future, you know, this is a good move for you. This will be a good move for you, what you decide to do. And it'd be an amazing move. Okay. But at the same time, okay, I can see you being very successful. I can see you, you know, growing your business and making it work. Okay. Because you've got the right people around you and you believe in yourself as well.
Right. And you see that happening even though it's with him. At least to start off
with. I feel that it could well be with him, okay, but I feel that you to just make sure that, you know, it's going to tie you, I feel that it will tie you out, okay, and there is a temptation there, as I said to you, that there might be a case where he decides he's going to go, okay, well, if he goes, that's fine, doesn't matter, okay, because you're putting him under a bit of pressure, and I think that by you being... It's been forewarned as being forearmed, isn't it? You know, that's what I feel. You guess there's something there, and I can see there's something there, something that you could probably deal with in your own way, okay? And now that you know, it's been confirmed what you felt, okay, maybe you'll look at things a different way, which will be beneficial for you as well. If he does decide to leave, you know, and move away, which could happen, because I feel that could well happen. And if it did happen, I'm pointing, you know, the pendulum points towards September time. That could happen, okay? It doesn't matter, because there's something else there. You'll be in a better place.
Right, okay. Do you see anything relationship-wise?
Well, you're not with anybody at the moment, are you?
I'm not, no.
No. I can see you, the 2, 3, and 5 tells me here, I can see you, okay, you can be a bit shy when it comes around to women or whatever, because you're quite a quiet sort of guy and maybe a bit unsure of yourself, but I can see somebody coming around you, I can see you having fun. I think over the next few months it's going to be really exciting for you because you feel better in this new, you know, where you are, it's been a bit too fidget, you know, it's been there, you know, you're doing the same thing and you just want to move on. I think once you've moved on and start doing your stuff that you really fall in love with, I think then you become much more energetic, you know, your aura changes, you feel much more excited about yourself. That allows people to come around you where you meet new people. That's when the relationships come in. And I can see you with somebody that's going to be really laugh. You know, you're just going to have fun. It's not, you know, and it eventually turn into something more than just a fun person, you know, to be with, like a friendship. But I think what will happen, you might even meet, I'm being told here, you know, dare I say it to you, you might meet somebody that's more akin to being a soulmate to you than just a friend.
Right.
I mean, do you believe in soulmates for that?
I do, yes.
Yeah, so you'll probably meet somebody that's akin to being a soulmate with you. And I can see you having fun. And this girl that comes around you, this person comes around you will have fun. There you are there. And it could well turn out that you end up living together or being engaged or whatever. This is just going to happen to you in the next year and a half, you know. The culmination there of having a ring on the finger might be a year or a year and a half's time, but definitely I see things changing for you. You know, you're a good guy. I know you're a good guy, okay, but sometimes you don't believe you're a good guy. So you just focus on... Sorry?
Is this somebody I know from the past, this person?
Well, I'm just going to come on to... Well, if you want me to answer that, just a minute. Is it somebody from the past? No, is it somebody... Well, I get the feeling here it's somebody where there's somebody around you that you may know of, because it's not going well into the future. It's going to present. It's not going into the past at all. It's going present, but it's going on the edge there, tipping into the future. I've got a chart here with past, present and future on it, okay, believe it or not. And I feel it's somebody you know of. That's okay. Key, because it's like, you know, you might, whatever you do, where you're socialising, it's somebody that you might bump into a few times or something like that.
Okay.
So it's not a stranger, but it is a stranger, if you like. You know, it's, you know, when you go shopping somewhere and you go down, or you go down the pub, or you're mixing with people, I think it's within that sort of thing. You might not be actually talking to them, and they might not actually be talking to you, but actually noticing you. So I think that's where it comes in. Do you do a lot of socializing?
Not much.
Well, I feel that I still feel that wherever you're going, it's somebody you might know of. Okay, is it work related? No, it's not. Is it going out and about? Some of what you're doing when you're out and about, because you don't just go to work and come home and sit down, put your feet up, watch TV and cook your dinner and go to bed. I think you do other things as well. You know, whatever you don't do much of, it's within that scope. So maybe whatever you're doing, you're not doing it enough. Because if you don't go out much, Dale, I think you should do, actually. I think if you can, if you can, Deep, go out there and have some really good fun. You know, have a lad's night out or something like that. Just enjoy yourself. Go out there and just mix with people. Because I think that's where you're going to meet somebody, okay? Because it's all work and no play, you know, makes Jack a really unhappy little boy, okay? and I feel that by just mixing it up a little bit, mixing your life out a bit, you know, don't have to go out every night, but going out a few nights, you know, saying, oh, okay, I'm going to go out there and enjoy myself, something like that, okay, whatever. You don't have to be expensive, just go out there and have a drink somewhere, or just go out and have a meal somewhere, or whatever you're doing, okay. I feel that's where it's going to change with you, and I think that it'll change your routine a little bit, you know, by becoming less rigid, you become more flexible and do things a different way. I think that's the secret of you finding new people coming into your life, because you're linking with different people.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, and whatever you do this evening, have a good evening.
Thank you, and you too.
Before you go, where to in London do you live then?
I live near Greenwich, South.
Oh, right, because I used to, near Greenwich, because I support Queen's Park Rangers. I used to go to Loftus Road.
Oh, right, okay.
Just up the road there, and I was born in London, but I lived in Elf Street, just outside. I used to go to school in Harrow, then I moved all about, and now I'm in the West Country. But, yeah, you know, just do things. Just go out there and have fun.
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Stephen.
For your sake. So I think sometimes you just work too hard, to be honest with you. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. So just try to sort of relax a bit more, you know, just, you know, might even meditate, some of that, have music on, and just relax a bit more deep, and just enjoy your life, you know, just try to enjoy it. And you'll get that relationship. I can't see you being on your own. You know, you're not going to live the rest of your life on your own. I can't see that. I can see somebody coming into your life, but they're like you for who you are.
Yeah.
They'd see you as a fun guy that's family orientated. There's a guy there that's generous. That's a guy there that could have a go at doing anything he wants to, like cooking or something like that, you know, draw the line somewhere. But to be honest with you, I think that's where it's going to be, because somebody will see you for who you are and say, hey, that's the guy. So, and I still feel it's going to be a soulmate connection. Yeah.
All right, Deep, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know where Deep's gone.
Is Deep still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I can hear.
Oh, right. Deep, I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, I heard all of you, Stephen. Thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Deep. But, keep the faith. And, you know, good luck in your new ventures.
Thank you, Stephen. I'll call back when I have updates.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank
you. That went intermittent towards the end there, and it got very choppy, didn't it? I don't know why that was, but it's like the Deep's microphone there just started to get choppy towards the end. I don't know why. Not usually, but there's something wrong. I don't know whether it's the studio audio that's probably, you know, it could be, because obviously it's got to go through all sorts of equipment at Blog Talk there. What equipment they use in the background, we don't know because we can't see. And people think that we run Blog Talk, but we don't. As one caller called in and said, I don't like the new chat room. I said, well, tell Blog Talk. I said, and, you know, and then the PayPal button doesn't work. Tell PayPal. You know, it's like, yeah, right. You know, but they think that by telling you that we're going to automatically solve the problem, when we don't actually own these companies, it's very difficult to solve the problem. Right then, before we go on to Eileen, which is on line 4 at the moment, and our only sole caller left in the studio. So Eileen, if you can just hang on for another 2 minutes or so and take a little break, a little piece of music, because if we don't, then the show's going to finish very early indeed this evening, because we're only just coming up to the first hour and we don't want to go yet. So let's just do this. Unmute. What an amazing piece of music for its time. And it's still going round the dance halls. Still going round the dance halls even today. Them. And Here Comes the Night. They just went out. They just disappeared. And nobody knows what happened to them. Them. Nobody knows what happened to them. Oh, God. Pardon the pun, but... Oh, dear. But, strange, isn't it? How a band called Them and nobody knows what happened to them. Right, okay. Right. Before the show gets silly, I'm going to bring Stephen back in.
Hello, okay. Again.
I'm here. And we have Eileen.
Hi, Stephen. Hi, Ken.
Well, Eileen, how are you, darling?
I'm doing really good. I seem to have moved away from an issue that was bothering me for over a month. An allergy to something I was eating.
Sorry?
I think it was an allergy to something I was eating.
Oh dear, yeah. Well, sometimes when you have when people have allergies and stuff like peanuts or whatever, you know, it does cause problems. I can see things changing for you though in a big way.
How? I'm listening.
I just see three. Sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just see three threes here, so I feel that maybe, you know, you're gonna start picking up a lot more energy in you because you might have been feeling a bit flat or a bit low recently. And I can see some exciting things coming for you where you feel a lot more happier in yourself. That's the first thing. That's what the three tell me here. So you feel really good. And as you go into, you know, as the spring picks up, you know, you feel really like you could skip and jump and dance around. And I don't know if you've been thinking about changing things. I know you've been through a really tough time recently. Does that make sense with you? Being, you know, people have walked, or you've made a big decision to walk away from something. Does that make sense?
Well, a phone call a little bit ago, I walked away from something, yes.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be obligated, and I just put it out there, and I said, no, I can't do this. And they were okay with it.
Yeah. Well, that's what the spouse is telling me here, where you walked away from something, but at the same time, I get the feeling here that, you know, that going forward there, you know, I know you do worry. I know you're a very caring person. It's telling me here, you know, you're a very spiritual person as well. And it's like, you know, you might beat yourself up sometimes, or there are people around you that sort of put you down. But don't forget, anybody puts you down is always below you anyway. But I can see the fact here that when you do become more confident in your ways, and maybe you're not as confident as you should be, if that makes sense with you, okay,
yes.
I can see this change for you in a big, big way, you know, where you feel energized, you feel like you can get out there. And the thing is that any problems you have, you will overcome them, because I feel that you start trusting yourself and you start believing in yourself and get the respect you want from other people. And there's the 1, 4, and 5 here. So you can expect new beginnings for you, whether it's could be in a relationship or in a new job. I can see things changing for you in a big, big way. And the only block that could stop that happening is you not believing that you can do it.
Well, I'm my biggest cheerleader, because I believe I can do everything that I want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I manifest everything I want.
Well, that's all right then. But you didn't used to be like that, though, did you?
Well, you know, you're in your late 60s, things happen. You move forward in life.
Yes, but when you was a lot younger, you didn't. And that's what I'm being shown here. But actually,
sure.
I feel that, you know, I do see you working on new projects. And I can see you really enjoying yourself and everything. And meeting, you know, you're a person there that never seems to stand still anyway now. Because it's like, you know, okay, you know, you could be, you know, chatting to people, you know, helping people and stuff like that, and helping them. And I think you're a very good mother in a sense that, you know, if you haven't got any children, or if you've got children, you nurture people. And I think that's really good for you as well. You know, you're one of those people that could get out there and really get everybody. You know, you said about you being a cheerleader. You know, you get the whole load of people around you saying, hey, come on, we believe, you know, you could speak, you could uplift a lot of people. I think that's where your strengths are.
Yes, you're right. I do that.
Yeah. So, you know, I do feel things are going to change for you in a big way. You know, have you been on your own for a little while?
Yeah, I've been on my own. I've been living in this house that I bought in 1990, but I moved back into it 6 years ago.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
And I divorced somebody 3 years ago, going on 4 years come July. Yeah.
Oh, right. Because I do feel that, you know, where there's things going to change in that respect. You could find somebody coming around you that comes from nowhere, sort of thing, into your life, that comes along as a partner or companion or boyfriend or whatever. I can see that change. Because I can't see, you know, I do feel that, you know, there's you here, because you know, sometimes, although I know you know, this way you're on your own, but I can see two twos here, which tells me, you know, you're reaching out to people. I think that you've got this natural charisma to go out there and, you know, be like a Billy Graham, if you like, you know, get out there and convert a lot of people to the way that Eileen likes to work, you know. And I think that you can lift a lot of people up, and maybe your real job should have been, you know, if you didn't do it, and if you did do it, well, my apologies. You know, I've been a counsellor to everybody and just saying, you know, helping people to believe in themselves.
You're right.
You're a very strong character.
I do that. I always, since I was a little girl, I always saw 180 degrees on the other side, and I said, well, if that doesn't work, what will work? And then I would figure it out, and then I would move. So I'm always like that. I always see the positive in things.
Yeah, yeah. Because I always try to see the positive things as well, you know, even if things, you know, things go against you, you know, and you get really bad sort of stuff, you know, I've been there myself, but the thing is that, you know, things have changed, and I feel that whatever happens is always, you know, whatever happens is always going to be a positive. You know, you get a volcano, and you get all the molten ash coming down, and you think, oh my gosh, it's going to burn the village and everything, just do that. But what comes good out of it is something better. And I always believe that there's always going to be something better.
The outcome is going to be positive, yes. And I have been praying for a relationship that's on my level of frequency, and that has, you know, has their own purpose on this planet, respects me, is affectionate, loves me, loves what I do, appreciates what I do, and has their own financial situation organized, you know?
Well, I do feel that could well be happening, you know, and I feel that whatever happens, there'd be lots of things there that tick the boxes for you, I've been told here. And, you know, I've always said, you know, when I say to people about, you know, if you want something, you know, you feel you need something, you know, don't, you know, the angels will never give you anything what you want. They'll always give you something you need. But always set the intention up there. You know, people say, well, okay, you can pray. Okay, you can pray. But if you're not sure about the prayers, you can say, well, please, please, you know, this is my intention. Can you help me, you know, to find something there? Because, you know, I love you and stuff like that, but I want somebody to love me. And I'll tell you what, that works. It always works. You know,
I think the most important thing, though, is that I really love my life. I really love God.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with how my life is unfolding and working, and I'm a free spirit, and I know when it's right, I'll meet the right person, just like everything else in my life comes together.
Yeah, and the 6-4 and the 5 tells me here that you're very happy and stuff like that, and I feel that, you know, you might be teaching people still, you know, because I feel that there's no real ending there, and I think that, you know, there could be some teaching around you that comes in, and I feel that whatever happens with you, it's going to be really good. Really
exciting. Is it teaching spirituality or is it teaching art? What do you say?
Well, I feel that would it be teaching spirituality? You know, yes, but okay, and it could be teaching something else that you could be teaching them, which I get yes to. So it's telling me here that part of it's going to be on your spirituality there, where you're passing on stuff, but also something else that you've got there to you that you'll be passing on to people as well. And I feel that's going to be working in tandem. You know, I do see that. I see you making choices. And that's going to be you deliberating about where you're going to be. But whatever happens, it's going to be a joyful outcome for you. And there's the 6-2 and the 6 here. So there's you helping people, you know, and you, you being confident to give other people the confidence as well. Okay. And even
so, the opportunities will come to me. Because,
yes,
you know, really, Stephen, I don't look for anything. I just do what I'm told to do day by day, and I walk into situations. You know, if I'm out and about and I go to the post office, I was thinking about somebody, and they come right in. I go, there you are, you know. And they say, I was just picking up the phone to call you, and I call them. So I get affirmations consistently that I'm doing my life. I'm doing what I came here to do. And it's really exciting. So I'm glad that you tuned into what I just had to deal with on the phone with somebody who called me to be a reference, and I felt it's like he pulled the rug out from my feet, and I felt uneasy, and I said, I don't feel good about this. Why do they want me? I don't know how you live your life. No, I can't do this. I'm sorry. And he said, I understand.
Well, the thing is as well, Eileen, is that you know, there are people out there that are probably jealous because of the way you see you appear to live your life, which is better than theirs. And then you've got the situation which somebody points out to me, is that when people make an opinion of you, and it might not be a good opinion, whatever they do, like pulling the rug, that's their opinion, it's not yours, it's theirs, and you don't have to take that on. You're right to walk away from those sort of situations. And of course, you know, it's the energy that they give out. You know, if you adopt the energy and you accept the energy and the bad energy, then you're just going to pull yourself down to their level.
Right.
But by the same token, okay, you're a strong person. I can see that you're a very exacting person. You know, you do things to the best of your ability. And I think that's where people see you. And I think that's where people like you. Because you could have been a teacher. You know, you could have done anything. You know, you're like a teacher. You're like a person that you set that cheerleader, you know, whether you stood on the side of a pitch and played football or whatever. You know, whatever you've done, you're still a cheerleader, even though you might think that you're not doing it on a professional basis. But you're still a cheerleader because you're doing things to help other people.
Okay.
And people take notice of you. And that will never go away. That will never stop.
Okay.
You'll never stop. The only time you'll ever stop is your very last breath you take, and you say, that's it, I'm off now, goodbye. And you close your eyes and go to heaven. And you'll be up there and you'll be nagging them as well. And you'll be saying, come on, guys, you know, stay with me.
Okay. You know, and the other thing, too, is I proposed something to this company that one of my dreams I've always wanted to do. And Spirit was telling me, you know, protect yourself. Send them this agreement, just a written little piece of paper of confidentiality. So I wrote it up. I wrote it up on Friday night, and I emailed it to him, and I was, like, nervous, you know, can I do this? Can I protect myself? Because those things pop into my life, because I'm a professional at what I do, and I have a really good reputation, and people all around the world love what I do, so I had to protect myself. And sure enough, when I called him yesterday, and he said, yeah, I got your papers, but I haven't looked at them, and, you know, Monday's crazy, but no problem, I'll sign it. And then today I got it, and I was like, oh, thank you, God. Okay, so I can, once again, stand up for myself. So I really appreciate you giving me that courage, that encouragement to just keep standing up for myself.
Well, the thing is, Eileen, is that I just say what I feel needs to be said. And there are times when people have actually not liked what I said. You know, people expect, you know, people meet people and they say, is it going to work? I say, no, I can't see it working. You know, they've either walked away from me and it hasn't worked, or they just got into a relationship where it hasn't been a good one for them. And, you know, you get clients, clients come around today, is that, you know, it's amazing what I could pick up, because I actually had a crystal ball on the thing and I could see everything in the crystal ball, which is quite amazing. And perhaps one evening, you know, maybe next Tuesday as well, maybe instead of just using the dice, I'll get the crystal ball out and put it on the table here and just see, just tell you what I see in the crystal ball. I actually saw somebody being strangled by the crystal ball.
Wow. Did you let them know?
And then the answer is then there's a chimney fire. I said, there's a chimney fire way back. And I said, oh, yeah, that's when I was a child. There's a chimney fire. You know,
oh, wow.
You've seen stuff, you know. So I said to one lady someone today about I saw something in there today and made sense to her. She goes, my God, you know, why didn't you ask him as well? I've great years of keeping the hospital from bringing this out. Because I feel that, like you, I'm here to help other people find their happiness and destiny in their lives. And you're here for a similar reason to mine. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
We've gone through a lot of problems, a lot of hardships, because we value what we, because we understand what people have been through, that helps us to help other people to believe in us. Because there's other people out there that would sit there and give you a reading and say, oh yeah, I know you've been through this, but they don't feel it because they've never actually been through it themselves. You know, most people come to me, when I've told them something, I actually know what they've been through because I've lived it. And I've been told to write a book about my story, okay? And it would make people gasp when I said what I've been through. But the thing is, where you're concerned, you will find that happiness in your life, in the relationship. You will find that relationship comes in because you have almost set the intention up that you want somebody to come around. Now, they might not be all together.
No, listen, one of my intention is to I want to share my life with somebody. I don't need anybody to complete me. I just think it would be more fun.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
And this is the point I'm making. But I want to say to you, Eileen, okay, they might not tick all the exact boxes you want, they will come very close to it.
Oh, okay.
You might not get total perfection. You might not be so self-reliant. Money. They might be that, you know, might not be
It's okay. I just, the requirements are they have to be honest, they have to love God, they have to love themselves, they have to be healthy, they have to, you know, they have to love nature. These things, right?
Yeah.
These are the things. Have integrity, be affectionate. Those are the things, and they have, of course, they have to be handsome, in my eye.
Yeah, well, okay, well, the last one you said was me out of question, right? But anyway, apart from that, everything else, I'll fit in.
So there's an attraction. Yeah, but I believe in that, and I believe I'm going to get somebody from a past life that's coming back to finish up our karma together, or our joy together, or our purpose together, or not even our purpose, just our celebration. That's what it is. It's a celebration. And whatever we can do in unison is going to really affect the planet and be a praise to God. That's the way I see it. Are you there? I lost you. I lost you, Stephen. Cannot hear you.
Come again. You know,
okay, there you are.
That's me.
You came back. I didn't hear anything between that and that. No, you're going away again.
Stephen? Are you there?
I am here. The communication has changed. The level of listening.
Yeah, it's gone now. Okay. Now, Eileen's got a very crackly line there, out in the wind by the sound of it. But we've lost Stephen again. This is the second time this evening now that this has happened, and I don't know what's going on. So just bear with me. Okay. Now, you see. Okay. Right. Stephen. Hello? Stephen, we've lost you again, you know. Yeah? It'll just go like this. It just goes where we lose audio altogether. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Never mind. Right, we're going to have to take a break then, ladies and gents. We're going to have to, because I don't know what's happening with Stephen. This is the second time this evening that we've actually lost the audio. Well, if I find out that there's somebody hacking the show or doing this deliberately, I tell you, when I do find them, and I will, then they better look out. And so this is not age talking. This is a build-up of concerns over a long lifetime, you know? And it's not hatred for anybody. It's like, let's just say, emotions. You know? And when these emotions are ready to bust any day now. When somebody attacks, the only thing in life that you enjoy doing I've brought my family up. I've stayed more sober towards things, if you like. And I haven't troubled anybody, so long as they don't trouble me. But woe betide anybody when I catch them. Because I'll tell you that, if you're going to be here and you're going to be doing this to me now, at this age, it doesn't matter. I've got nothing at 64 years of age, nothing to lose. I've had my life. If they put me in prison for the rest of my days, I'll have taken you with me. Because whoever you are, I'm telling you now, I will come for you and I will find you. And I don't give a damn now whether this is public live radio or what it is. I don't give a monkey's toss. And if that's too vulgar for you, then please yourself. That's the way it is. Because I put my money into these shows like anybody else. And I deserve as much as anybody else. Yeah. And if they're out there hacking this show, then they're hacking it for a reason. They're hacking it to gain either this audience, so they can gain this audience to their show. And that's paranoia again. Or there's something deeper going on. But I will get to the bottom of it, whether it's family, friends, or who they are, I don't care anymore. But this is going to stop. We're going to see. So what we'll do, we'll let that one go. Because So Stephen actually hung up the show. We lost connection with Stephen twice this evening. His microphone cut out completely. And I don't really know a reason for that. And we've called back into the studio on the direct link. It's kind of strange how that would happen. But obviously, once one person calls off, the other person can call back and reopen the studio. And a strange thing was that it reopened and said, you know, that you're calling in for the first time. And what it would normally say is that since you are calling back in, we are reconnecting you now. So it's kind of strange because let's just say Stephen Ware was using Skype to open the studio, and we've just used the studio app to come back in, basically to just apologize more than anything else. There is one person there in the corky at the moment. I'm not going to embarrass them by saying who it is. But, you know, just one person there at the moment. And I think that one person would know anyway who they are. So, unfortunately, no Stephen. We can't really carry on. So the only reason I came back really to actually apologise for what's happened this evening. And if I've got a little overreactive, which does happen at times, you know, I must apologise. But, you know, there's definitely something untoward going on with the shows here because let's just say, I do know it's got nothing to do with asking for donations. We had back 12 months ago in Studio 2, you know, court queues of over 20, 25. On one occasion, we got as high as 30 people in the court queue. It's something that Blog Talk is up to. I don't know what it is, but it's, the one studio audio is better than the other. We do know, and this seems to be the better audio. But by God, does it lack callers? Because it's a strange thing. Is that nobody seems to want to call into this number, even though it is free. And all Blog Talk studio numbers, no matter which show you're calling into, will have a studio number for that particular show. And, you know, this number could be allocated to more than one show. And I mean, 646-668-8735 could be allocated to more than one show. The only difference is the actual PIN number that we use to call in on. That's the only thing that makes our podcast different from anybody else's. So there you are. Tomorrow evening, And we've got another person opening with Skype, and has only ever done it once before, but does it very well. And we welcome back Vimvala. Vimvala will be with us on Wednesday, the 1st of May, but she isn't with us the following week, on the 8th, because she goes away for a day or whatever, to visit family and friends, and then we're back the following week. So we do have a pretty full schedule for you for the rest of the week anyway. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Michael Boyd is with me on Thursday. Excuse me, I've got hiccups. Michael Boyd is with me on Thursday, as we said there. We've got Elsa Smith with me on Friday. Dina should be back with me this week for what I think is the 4th of May, and then Denise Griggs returns, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the 5th of May. Don't quote me on that one, because I've got to check my diary for that one. But I know that Denise is actually away on holiday for 2 weeks. So I must check that one. I'm not actually sure when Denise comes back from holiday. And then we go into the following week, of course, where we're back with Mickey again. So I must apologise once again for this evening. And I'm going to leave you with just a short one, and not a lot else we can actually do there this evening. I can't tell you why Stephen's microphone cut out twice like that. I don't have the answers, and I'm sure Stephen doesn't. So I can only say that it's happened, and why things happen, we can't always put our finger on, you know. It's got nothing to do with being psychic, medium, or anything else. We don't always know why things happen.